Rocky, fuck my sweet nuts. I am your host, Andy the Candyman Rudick.
Watch
and
it.
With me here is my co-host, Randall.
I'm not your co-host.
The Candleman.
Don't call me
the fuck are you?
The King! And don't call me the Candleman.
You are. That's, I like that. You guys like the Candleman? We are here at Thunderslime Industries.
Don't call it that either.
Brought to you by Aveeno Eczema Cream.
Wrong
for
again.
For the back of your itchy legs, and you can use it to jerk off.
But as the podcast started, he's got three strikes, and he's already out before the fourth pitch was thrown.
This motherfucker didn't let me smoke weed on the last episode.
This motherfucker.
Probably
going to
be a bit of a stinker, because I already feel... rejuvenate. I feel like I got the blood in my
guy
soul.
Is dependent on a little THC. Guy lives his life to be stoned. It makes your legs itch.
It doesn't make my legs
itch.
It
makes you stupid as fuck.
Oh yeah. Okay. So a friend on here would comment.
No. We're not talking about that because this is for the listeners. We're just doing Instagram Live so people can listen to the podcast.
Well, I got a weed cheesecake. And my friend gave me some weed butter, some fantastic weed butter, and I made some weed noodles and watched The Queen's Gambit, and then I woke up in space.
Guy had a night.
Guy had an evening. I cranked up these LED lights, and I put The Queen's Gambit on, and before you knew it,
dude,
I was
to
dreaming.
Be a fly on the wall in here, you'd be like,
it's a sticky wall.
This guy is fucked. He put on his LED lights
that
he bought.
The flies all die in here because the wall, I put sticky tape all over that. It's homemade.
There it is. There's your riff. You're lying saying you put sticky tape all over the walls for all the flies
yeah,
in your
homemade.
Room?
You know where it comes from? My balls.
Dude.
You always call me good.
Goo dude. Stop saying you're jacking off on your walls.
Well, that. Don't tell me how to live in my own fucking room, okay?
Hey, guy.
I put these LED lights in here to make me horny, and guess what? It worked.
You put these in here to make you horny?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
In what realm is that something you should ever say?
Spice up the gym in case my lover ever wants to come over.
Your lover never wants to come over. You know why? Because your room looks like a fucking shit pig lives in here. That's why.
Yeah, really
for
nice.
Some reason, your fucking desk about? Is pulled out from the wall like you got mad. Yeah. And there's clothes everywhere. There's cummy undies on the floor. There's ashtrays. There's literally cups from days sitting everywhere. There's a broken ring light. There's a yoga mat. You got a fucking exercise ball in here. There's another fucking piece of shit on the floor. That's my coat. And you got a lamp that shocks you.
Bird
you got kids'
shit.
Toys and LED lights everywhere. And you're like, I can't play Madden because I broke my controller. I mean, the life you're living is something out of a sad guy's book.
Sad guy's book?
Sad guy's book.
What would that book be titled?
The Man with Gray Hair That Lives Like a Boy.
If I live like a boy...
The gray-haired boy.
Let me tell you something. If I live like a boy...
The silver-haired...
That's a pretty fucking cruel boy, okay?
It's not a cruel boy.
He smokes a lot of pot, and he has sex with grown, hot woman.
That's not a cool boy. A gray-haired boy that lives in a den of stink. You live in one room
it's
of your home.
It's not my fucking fault that the world shut down. Is it my fault that I'm stinking?
Guy, you'd be doing this if the world wasn't shut down.
That's true. You ever play the game, the quarantine game that I wrote? It's the
quarantine game that you wrote?
That I made up.
That you made up that nobody knows about until this moment?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
It's called How Long Can I Stink Before Doing Something
Buddy,
about
can I tell
it?
You something? I've been playing that game since 1997. Okay.
97.
That's right. I was a stinky young boy.
That's when he had his first night squirts.
I never had night squirts.
You know, what?
No. I started beating this dick as soon as I could.
That was my thing.
Yeah. That wasn't just your thing.
That's still my bit.
It's not your bit.
Precumnition. We talked about it.
You soft bust.
No, I didn't soft bust. I sensed it coming on, and I preempted it with my hand before the night that I was supposed to have night squirts.
You said you jacked off because you felt it coming on. Can I tell you something? That's how everyone started jacking off.
No.
They got a horny feeling and they said, what am I going to do about this? Stop looking at your phone. Look at me. That's how everybody started jacking off. They were like, wow, my penis is hard. Maybe I should touch it. And then it squirted some squirt out. And you were like,
what do you think that stuff's made out of? Life.
Ew. What? You make what? Even cum sound nastier than it is. You do. You make cum sound gross.
You know what cum's made out of? Life. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Look me in my eyes.
You're wrong.
All right, well.
It's made out of water.
I'm surprised you were able to do that.
It's made out of water.
How you been holding up?
Fine. Fuck do you mean?
I'm asking.
I'm going to start talking to you like a guy who's been to jail.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What do you mean?
You always talk to me like you've been to jail. And you're leaning in a little too close to me right now. I want to get in frame, but my armpits are stinky, and I'm trying to do you a service.
You fucking stink.
I do stink.
Dude. You smell like what I imagine Stephen Hawking's wheelchair pad to smell like.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You know that guy got his fucking dick sucked?
Did he die?
What?
I don't know.
Stephen Hawking?
I don't know.
The man bound to a chair, the melted puddle of a human? Yeah, he's dead. What are you talking about?
Stephen Hawking?
No! You know he got his dick sucked in that chair?
Yeah, of course he did. He's rich.
He cheated on his wife.
I saw that movie, The Story of Everything.
Are you getting horny?
No, The Story of Because
I'm talking about a melted man in a wheelchair getting his dick sucked. Are you getting horny?
The Story of Everything?
The Theory of Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got his penis sucked.
Off?
I bet you could have easily sucked his penis off. A little bit of pressure.
Dude, I bet that man's got a fire hose in his pants.
He's dead.
Well, I bet he used to.
He's bones.
Yeah.
Wonder what his bones look like.
They're probably not great.
Yeah, I'm glad you smoked weed. I wonder what Stephen Hawking's bones look like.
They're probably not great.
Yeah, because the weed really impeded on your brilliant question. What does
what Stephen Hawking's bones look like. Sorry that I wasn't completely present for your fucking hard-hitting Walter Cronkite fucking...
Walter Cronkite! I'm going to smack you.
I'm going to smack you right in the fucking face. I'm mad at myself for flinching. I'm a little disappointed.
No, you're a natural flincher.
Yeah, I am.
You came out of the womb.
Dude, I did. I was like...
My man came out of the womb. The doctor went to spank his butt, and he was like,
My dad came out with his shears. And
shears? Cut your dick off?
That's why. Yeah, he fucking trimmed me up accidentally. So that's why I'm naturally a little
I can't believe you didn't want to follow me on my Stephen... What does Stephen Hawking's bones look like?
Probably not a lot of calcium.
Oh. You know what? Never mind. Sorry, I dove back into it.
Sorry.
You never wonder what people's
less cerebral answer.
You never wonder what people's bones look like. I bet you got a good looking skeleton. You.
Because
you got straight teeth.
Look like a skeleton.
No, you got straight. Well, I can imagine what you would look like dead every time I look at you, because of your complexion and everything about you. And you have gray hair, so you already look like an old
coming
man.
From the guy who looks like a mixed berry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, coming from
you
me.
You look like you jumped out of a cereal box before we started recording.
Dude, you know what? I feel like a Christmas daddy.
You look like something.
I look like I yelled at my kids while they sled rode all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like that.
You look like you let a man on Craigslist lick you.
What?
For free.
No, I'm not wearing fucking a leather vest.
Yeah, you look like a human candy cane right now.
Candy canes are white and red. Okay?
Do not get comfortable with
I like
me.
Mixed berry. I like when you call me Mixed Berry.
Yeah.
The Mixed Berry Don. You look like a man who's been living his life in this room for 2 months.
2 months?
Guy.
Try a fucking whole quarantine.
Guy, you look...
bad?
Like a greasy little dog. You look like a little greasy Pomeranian. You have silver hair.
My hair looks fucking cool.
I'm jealous.
Thank you.
Look.
You look cool. You look like a fucking mobster. Do you understand how cool
that
is? I think
I need more hair on the sides.
No, you don't. You need to...
Dude, feel it. Feel how velvety soft it is. No, feel up against the grain.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a fucking shark's fin.
Don't say a shark's fin.
Yeah, I feel like a shark's fin.
You look good, dude. You got a whole look going on with that hair.
You would lack of
lack thereof.
Yeah, lack hereof. Yeah, I knew you were gonna say it, and I beat you to it, and I'm bad boy. I'm bad Johnny.
Dude, if I hadn't smoked that, I would have gone.
If I hadn't smoked, dude. I do like having a shaved head, but I think I need more hair on the side for the winter.
You know who's here?
Papa get cold.
Your lover.
What?
Your lover's here.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your lover. Oh. Hi. Hey, girl. We were just talking about Boothang's hair.
Okay. For the listener, we're on Instagram Live right now. So
yeah, set it up. Set it up.
Okay, I'll set up the podcast. We decided to Instagram.
Unbelievable. I got to do everything.
We decided to Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah.
And now Rudik's just staring at his phone.
No, I'm not.
You just pointed to your phone and went,
I told Dan Hellier. He told me I looked like Jon Stewart.
Hold on. You don't look like Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, if Jon Stewart was dying of HIV.
That's inappropriate.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't inappropriate. Nothing's inappropriate.
Listen.
The word Pip Hop Joe is running the country. Nothing's inappropriate.
I am excited about Pip Hop Joe.
Pip Hop Joe and Kamala. Kamala.
You can't hurt me.
You can't hurt me. I can hurt you.
Not physically or emotionally.
Physically much.
Or mentally. I flinched again and it pissed me off.
Yeah,
it
pinched you.
Damn it.
We're doing Instagram Live.
We're doing Instagram Live in my sex dungeon.
So if you
actually, I don't want to call it a sex dungeon.
Why?
Nah, kind of.
Should we do all the episodes Instagram Live?
We can. I mean, we have upwards of 3 viewers, which is nice. Cave Crew Network joining the fun.
Okay.
Don't slough me off when I'm doing a fun interactive riff.
Yeah, but people you're listening right. are what more you important saying? Than three,
don't nobody
three pigs
know.
Watching on Instagram.
No, one of those is your girlfriend. So
she's not. She's obviously. I'm not lumping her in.
You just lumped her into the pigs. Oh, we got Chris Walker.
Yeah, like I said, a bunch of smelly pigs watching on Instagram on their couches picking their feet. These are for the people that are driving. The backbone of this nation.
They're the worms.
The backbone of this nation.
The worms.
The worms.
If you're a fan, you're a worm. Oh, speaking of which, Patreon, we have a new Patreon pay structure. If you were in that $15 tier, it is no more. You need to re-sign up. We have the $5 and the $10 tier now. $5, top of the slop on Patreon. You get an episode a week. For $10, you pay double for the same amount. You don't get anything extra, but maybe we'll say your name.
No, we will say your name.
We'll definitely say your name, and you know, you don't have to be like those other cheap little $5 pigs.
Yeah.
And just kidding. We appreciate the support. Rand looks like if Mr. Clean were a lumberjack, Mr. Clean were a lumberjack, he got your ass.
Who said that?
Dan.
Good for him.
He got you.
He's also the one that was like, oh, Rand looks like Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Like a compliment?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean looks like a lumberjack.
He's sick of you being mean to me out here. We're shifting the power dynamic.
You're not shifting the power dynamic because I'll just get up and I'll punch you in the face.
I'm bad now. I'm bad Andy now.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, bad Andy.
What do you think about that?
You were just talking about Patreon.
Patreon. So we got top of the slop, $5. You get a bonus episode for a week. Sick, bro. $10. You pay double. You don't get jack squat. We'll say your name, you dirty, dirty pig. Or you can pay $100 and we'll advertise your business. We had a $300 tier that I'm not allowed to talk about anymore because apparently it'll get us in trouble.
Yeah, Rand gets all fucking taken down.
Rand gets all huffy and puffy.
That's right.
When I talk about offering to J or
yeah,
know,
S
or M a motherfucker off.
Jack or suck, and what is the M a motherfucker off?
$100 a month. Mount? I was trying to get innovative and, you know. J or S or M, somebody. Oh.
I said this on the Patreon, but what would have happened if somebody signed up for the $300 tier? You know what would have happened is you would have, somebody would have clicked.
Payne says show your gourd. I don't know what
yeah.
What does that mean? Is that your penis?
Yeah.
is it really?
Yeah. If somebody would sign up for the $300 tier and said, okay, cool, I've given you $300, you would have said, thanks for the $300. And then they would have been like, all right, I'm coming over there to cream your fucking ass. You would have said, I can't. Yeah. Actually, I paid $300 for you to suck and fuck me.
No, it's
like it says for $300. It's false advertising. If I'm paying you, Andrew, $300, I'm going to fill your butt cheeks up with my cum. Okay? I'm going to fill your fucking hole up with my cream. And you're going to take it. Because I paid my money.
You're going to turn me into a donut?
Yeah, I'm going to glaze your fucking donut. And then I'm going to turn you around and fill up your fucking little pig mouth. That's what I'm going to do. Yikes. I'm going to turn you around and I'm going to fill your fucking throat with my seed. Because I paid you the money.
Ew, he spit on me too.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you deal with that?
That's right, pig. And I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you my spunk.
Oh, well, that got out of hand fast.
Yeah, that's it, because I paid you $300, and I'm going to get sucked and fucked by
this?
You.
You see this right here?
I'm spiking.
You're spiking.
Yeah, because
I need to shut the fuck up.
I am being...
Because guess who has to deal with that?
Jarvis!
In post!
I'm telling you this stuff.
And honestly, I'll probably have to wand over all that shit.
No, I'm going to fill your throat up with my seed. I want to see your tats.
I need to get some more tats, man. I'm going to get joy tattooed because my mom always says don't ever let anyone take away your joy.
I'm going to get thunder tattooed on my throat because my mom always says don't let anybody steal your thunder.
You should get...
If I pay $300, you're going to play my fucking flute, brother.
Hi, Brandon Day.
I'm going to spunk in your ass, bro.
You're not going to spunk in my ass,
for
okay?
Unless, bucks,
yeah,
I'm
if you pay,
ass.
If you pay for the spunk tier, then you'll get it.
I'm paying for the spunk tier.
F in my ass.
And I'm going to fuck you, missionary.
Okay, I am having so much more fun in this episode. And you know what I think the common denominator is?
Can't do that on Instagram.
Why not? Yes, you can. We're in fucking Portland right now, dumbass.
We are?
Yeah, where it's legal, dummy.
Dummy. You're allowed to do it, dummy. Dummy. And. Pick up the microphone.
I can't do
both. Idiot. Well, then you don't do either. Look at him. The guy, dude, seriously, you're like Smeagol. You're like a fucking Smeag. You're like a fuck. Dude, what?
I don't know.
Did you just shout out your You fucking idiot?
I didn't say that.
God damn. Shout out Pablo Escobar for my cocaine.
We're in Portland.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if somebody, Portland. If Instagram Live was a thing back during the Medellin cartel?
Shut up.
And he's fucking sassing me.
Got me hot now. Oh, Chris Walker joined the Patreon.
Don't. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. This fucking idiot pissing me off.
Oh, really?
I come down.
Oh, I'm an idiot?
I'm going to calm myself because now we're live. Normally, I just get mad and pause it and scream at him.
Because I did that?
Yeah!
Be mad at you!
I am a little mad at me.
Take some responsibility! Can you imagine? Can you imagine if, like, during the times of, like, real crime, like the mob or, like, the Pablo Escobar time, if one of his workers was on Instagram Live and he was just like, yeah, look where I work. I work in this fucking jungle making cocaine for Pablo Escobar. They took down the whole operate. I'm talking about a different subject. Guy is in his head bouncing around like a fucking gumdrop. Go ahead. Go ahead, Charlie.
Stay hey, Cole's car. Here. Cole.
No.
We're cooking now.
Go ahead. What's your next thing you want to talk about?
Oreos.
No, I'm not doing this. I'm not talking to you about
cookies. I love them.
I'm not talking to you about cookies.
Problem is...
What do you want for Christmas?
The chocolate's always getting in your teeth. I don't want anything because I am an adult.
You're an idiot.
What do you want?
I want Santa to come down the chimney.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Fill my hole with his glaze.
Okay, well, you've got Carl's here!
I want Santa to eat my cookies.
K-Bone!
I want Santa to eat my cookies.
Stop looking at me and saying you want Santa to eat your cookies.
I want Santa to eat my cookies, and by cookies, I mean my asshole.
Okay, well, that's just another... I don't know what to say to that.
I want $300. Listen, I want $300 so I can subscribe to your Patreon, and I want to fill your juicy little baby ass up with my fucking seed. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pay
you... What are you doing?
I'm going to pay you $300. I'm going to fuck you, missionary. I'm going to jack you off under your own belly.
We are trying to grow something here.
We are trying to grow something.
And you're talking about jacking me off, missionary.
Under your own belly.
What?
Spooge your seed under your chest like you do by yourself, except for you use me.
Does anybody else know what he's talking about?
I use you like my little husk. I stick my corn in you. You always talk so nasty on this podcast.
I never once said I'm going to use you like my little husk or whatever the fuck you said.
I'm going to use you like a cocoon, and I'm going to stick my dick in you, and then it's going to, when I pull it out, it's going to be a butterfly.
Your dick or my butt?
I imagine my
butt's the cocoon, and your
choose your own adventure.
I imagine the butt's the cocoon.
The butt's the cocoon,
and then my penis is a butterfly.
Is a butterfly.
A butterfly. A
monarch butterfly. Butthole fly. Go ahead.
Well, now see,
that's what you get when you try to talk about cookies with me. I'll get nasty every time you try to bring up a subject I don't like.
Hey, man. Hey man,
you. Every time you try to bring up a subject I don't like, I'm gonna start talking about jacking you off until you bust nuts.
Our Patreon link is in our bio. It is www.patreon.com/thunderslime. Yes, thank you, Chris. If you guys, we so appreciate the support.
Yeah, we knocked the tier down. We knocked the tier down to $5 because it's more affordable, you know. Yeah. Now.
Yeah, and we're gonna release an episode.
For such
right
a little
after
greasy
this.
Boy, I want to pick the fleas out of your hair like a little champ. But for such a greasy boy, you don't got a lot of earwax,
dude. I fucking
pulled a turd out of my ear.
Like an ear infection or something. My ear hurts so bad. This was a few months ago, and my brother told me to get this earwax stuff that like breaks it up. I used it. It looked like there was a demon, like there was a fucking. Something in my ear from another realm came out.
A demigorgon.
And it, like, I could hear all of a sudden.
Oh, you couldn't hear.
Well, like,
you were
I could
deaf.
Hear on an... no.
You were deaf, so your brother texted you, and you were so deaf that you used earwax remover.
No.
Guy's so high, he doesn't know where he's going with his own story.
It, like, I could hear in a way that, like, it was like...
Dan just... pledge $10 to Patreon.
Oh, Dan! You sweet son of a bitch. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Patreon.
Patreon. Patreon. Pay our rent.
Brand's so excited. He was just thought about whatever jacket he's about to buy.
No, I got a jacket. I got shit on. Talked about it on the Patreon. We had a pretty serious... It's not good luck. We had a pretty serious conversation for the Patreon when this one's a little less serious.
Oh, yeah.
This one's about how I'm going to fill up your sweet holes with my man.
Yeah, I'm glad this is the one that's going out to everyone about you, whatever. I mean, I do talk about cum a little too much.
Yeah, so I got to get mine in. You know what I mean?
Don't wink eyes at me. Hey.
Hey. I'm going to spread you like a butter on a toast.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're not going to do these nefarious things you're talking about.
See,
you're not going to do
that. The
them.
Way you talk, sometimes I got to flip it on you.
I know. Sometimes I do.
Have you ever seen The Undertaker's finisher move in wrestling? It's called the Tombstone Piledriver.
Don't make it sexual at the end.
Okay, listen.
You smiled in a way in which leads me to believe that that's exactly what you intended.
I pick you up upside down.
Does and it end in a 69?
Your head is between my legs. Like a 69, but it's standing up. And then I drop to my knees, and I drop the top of your crown of your head onto the floor, and that ruins your spine. But that's only going to happen if you make me jazz. And then I'll drop to my knees, and I'll break your neck. And that's going to put you in an early grave. And I'm going to pay $300 to do that. I'm going to undertake
tombstone.
Isn't
that like what praying mantises do?
No, praying mantises, the woman bites the guy's head off, and I'm not going to do that. I don't want any blood. I want to break your spine after
we suck each other to the grave.
It's
a similar concept, is it not?
It's not. One is biting a thing's head off.
But it's ending life in a sexual act. Do you not see the connection there?
No.
Wow.
Because if I don't do it right, the best case scenario is you end up having to drive your wheelchair with your mouth.
Hey, guy, here's two and here's two. Why don't you put them together?
Whoa! This guy just fucking got me. Holy shabbos! Hey, I'll tell you this: I want to perform sex acts with you until you're in a wheelchair.
Stop it! No, you're not gonna perform sex acts with me until I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
okay?
And you
got
to drive your wheelchair with a straw.
You're talking about the stuff that's gonna get me banned. You are now talking about 69 dropping me to death. Or
Tombstone
something?
Pile drive 69.
Tombstone Piledrive 69, which is a pretty sweet band name, if you ask me. Zach Wyckoff, your cousin Mike is here.
Good.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. There's room for the Lord as well. Yes, so...
Guys, answering Instagram, don't Dutch my foot unless
don't
you
Dutch
wanna,
your foot?
Don't Dutch my foot unless you want me to... you want me to crack you open. Don't Dutch my foot.
Don't even start talking about cracking you open, because I don't even want to hear about whatever... yolk or sick fucking thing.
I'll seal you up with my
rubber. No, see?
Listen, if you get cracked open, I'll seal you back shut with my rubber cement. Comes out of my dick. It's made in my balls. It creates life. It's for you. I'm going to get you pregnant. I'm going to get you pregnant this week.
Ran is going to be at Appleton, Wisconsin this weekend.
I
want
to get you
Cronin.
Pregnant this week. We don't have to stop. We can keep going. People just joined.
I know. We can do another episode.
No, join the Patreon. No, fuck another episode. I'm talking about I want to fill you up. I want to do a sex act on you.
I know you want to do a sex act
for
on $300. That's not what we're talking about.
For $300.
Go see Mike Cronin and Rand Barnicle at Appleton, Wisconsin.
No,
this
don't.
Weekend.
It's a pandemic. Nobody come out. I don't even want to go.
Yeah.
I haven't done comedy in 24 days. I don't want to go. I got to fucking wear a mask. I want to hang out with Cronin. But then I got to go to a fucking club that I've been dying to get into. And then guess what? There's going to be fucking 12 people there, and they're all going to be...
Oh, there's not going to be 12 people there, buddy. It's Wisconsin. They don't give a fuck. They don't think it's real.
They don't?
It's going to be...
Well, then I'm going to wear a fucking... I'm going to wear a fucking hazmat
14
suit.
14 masks.
And I'm going to go up and be like, hey, I was just talking to my friend on my podcast about filling his cornhole up with my sweet sauce, and now...
It's not your sweet sauce.
It's my sweet sauce, and I want to give it to you for a present for Christmas. I'm going to give you what you've always wanted. I'm going to fuck you in your ass on Christmas Day. Okay? I'm going to drop you on your head, and we'll get you in a halo brace. Them screws in your head? You wear a halo brace, and people are going to be like, what happened? You'd be like, me and Rand stand up 69, he broke my neck and spine. What do you think?
I don't like that at all. I don't care for any of what you said. I don't want to live the rest of my life in a brace.
You won't live the rest of your life in a brace.
I don't want to have a sex act with you. I mean,
you won't live long.
Nothing against homosexuality. I'm a straight man. I don't really
didn't have to bring that up.
Experience. I feel like I do. It's
you threaten
to
suck and fuck me all the time.
Yeah, but
and
that's when
second-
it's relevant. Hey, worms. Thanks for listening. Oh. We so appreciate your support. Listen, we got a Patreon. Yeah. A lot of you worms have been asking for extra content. Well, now you got it. Get on there. Patreon.com/thunderslime. You can get extra episodes, all kinds of extra cool content that's not available to everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. We got a Patreon, so check that out. And also, don't forget to get on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, and not only subscribe, you guys have been fucking crushing, but also tell your friends. Let everybody know that this is your favorite podcast, and share us on Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Please.
Oh, God.